Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
What does the word say in the prophets about the people of the world? The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. There's no peace, says my God, to the wicked. Now, the wicked are not just people that are, you know, doing really bad things from an earthly standpoint. That's anybody whose heart is in rebellion against God. Says, this is my life. I'm the God of my life. No one tells me what to do. Praise God, I'm His. Jesus gave up His everything for me. Can I not give up everything for Him? To give myself to somebody who loves me like that, whose heart is absolutely not just for my general welfare in some vague sense, but He actually wants to spend time with me? You've got to be kidding. Is this a need? Is this something where we all have a lot of room to grow? Yeah. I'm thankful the Lord brought that to my attention in a fresh way. And I pray that it won't be just a little, okay, I thought about that this week and on to something else. This needs to be a way of life where we absolutely walk with the Lord. And this is the thing. If I'm in harmony with Him, if I'm at peace with God, I'm certainly not at war with Him. I'm not contrary to his desires, His will. I'm not trying to take Him bad places. I tell you, I'm thankful the Lord's with us, but I wonder so many times, where do we take Him? What do we do? I think the Lord can help us with that. And I believe He can convict us without condemning us and help us to grow and make better choices in our lives and enjoy more of what He's talking about. What is he looking for? Is He looking to bring us into submission and subjection to where we just feel like we're, you know, can't do anything we really want to do? No. He wants to produce in us a desire that absolutely responds to His love and enjoys His presence and longs for it and wants it. Praise God. Is that what He wants for us? Am I just making this up? Do you really believe that the Lord longs to spend time with you? That He loves you that much? It's one of these things that we can acknowledge with our minds, but I wonder how many people really believe that when you look in the mirror. But I'll tell you, that's the gospel. That's what this is about. Why would He emphasize all these things like the peace of God which transcends, goes beyond all your understanding? You can't figure this out. You can't come up with a logic and say, well, this is why. Oh, okay, I understand it. No, this goes way beyond that. There's no way to understand how a God like that could want to bring me in so much in harmony with His heart that I'm at peace on the inside. Even when there's a storm outside in the world and things aren't necessarily going the way I would prefer that they go in a natural sense, I can still be at peace because I know my God. I know His love and I know where I'm headed. And I know He's promised to take me there. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then, of course, we have the guarding of our minds, focusing on the things that are right and true and lovely and all of that. And notice the end of that paragraph, though, at the end of verse 9, and the God of peace will be with you. Kind of repeating the same general truth and principle. There's so many things, so many ways that this truth is brought out in the scriptures that we know these scriptures, but how about Ephesians chapter 6? Paul's writings, it seemed like the end of his letters, often carry this simple thought. He's talked about the warfare and the armor and all of that, but look at verse 18. When you've done all that and you're standing and you're looking to God and pray in the Spirit, Now, the Greek there, the word in carries the sense of by. In other words, that's how I'm able to do it. It's not just, I don't know what in the Spirit means otherwise. Pray by the Spirit. It means I need God's help. To do this, I need God's help. Well, if he's told me this is his will, can I not expect him to help me if I ask him? Real simple truth, isn't it? Well, the devil wants to counter this in so many different ways. Pray in the Spirit occasionally. Doesn't say that, does it? And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. So this isn't just one little thing, is it? This is an open line of communication between you and the Lord, and he longs to have it so that you can talk to him. You can just acknowledge, thank you, Lord, for being with you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the strength to get through it. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your presence. Lord, I need your strength right now. Help me to handle the situation that's come up. You know, this atmosphere that God wants to have. How many of us enjoy that atmosphere in our inner being all day? How about none of us? But we're getting there. This is what the Lord longs for. Can't we expect him to help us get there and grow in this? Yeah, this is what he wants. This is his heart. Oh my God, how could he want to be with somebody like me like that? But he does. All right, with all kinds of prayers and requests. Now, with this in mind, be alert. That's an interesting word because we're not very alert, are we? We get so embedded in the things of this life that we just don't pay attention to things like this. We get distracted. You know, I saw a cartoon recently, and this theme has come up an awful lot because we have a generation of young people that spend their days like this. And the cartoon had five young people who were, it was like they finally got together around using a certain app and said, okay, we're all friends now, whatever that meant in that particular social media app. And the last scene in the cartoon was five people sitting there in the same place, every one of them looking at their phone instead of talking to one another. Boy, I'll tell you, the devil has so many ways of just getting our attention and holding it. And I believe God wants us to have more of a sense of, certainly wants to connect with one another real, genuinely, not through electronics. I'm thankful. It's a good tool, but a very bad master. But I know the Lord can help us with these things. Do you really want him to help you? Do you really want to draw nigh to him and experience what he's talking about here? Or is it sort of like, I'm not so sure. I'm not really comfortable with that. I just don't know. Where does that wisdom come from? Is that the Lord's wisdom that would cause anybody to feel that way? It's certainly coming from the enemy, isn't it? But anyway, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. There are going to be needs and situations when God wants to communicate with us and help us to recognize the truth about situations, maybe discern something. Be alert and always, always keep on praying for what? For all the Lord's people. So this isn't just focused on me, is it? This is about my place in his kingdom and how I affect other people. I need to not just say, oh God, help me, I'm having trouble. This is having my brothers and sisters in mind. God's given me the power and the responsibility as part of growing up to be his child to actually be a channel through which he can help somebody else. There may be somebody else that's going through something right now, and he's given me the job of helping them by bringing them before the throne, bringing their name by faith before the throne of the situation and believing him that he actually cares, that matters. It's not just a form. We've seen the Lord touch people in the last few days particularly. There were requests that went out and the Lord worked. You think maybe the Lord might want to encourage us? Praise God. All right. Always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Then he says, pray also for me. So Paul felt the need of other people praying for him. He didn't say, I'm somebody special. I've got this wonderful relationship with God. You all go on, live your lives. I'm cool. No, he had a sense that I need you to pray for me because God's given me a mighty job, but you're part of it. We are connected to every other believer in the body of Christ. And God is training us to be like him. Well, what's he like? What is his love focused on? Gratifying himself in a selfish way? No, it's focused on the welfare of the objects of his love. Wow, is that the opposite of the nature with which we were born? But God is teaching and training. But I'll tell you, that doesn't happen by coming in and acknowledging what the book says on Sunday and then going and living our lives as though, I'll see you later, Lord. I'll call you if I need you. God deliver us from that kind of a life and thinking that way. Other scriptures that we know, we've heard many times. I think it's 1 Thessalonians 5 is one of them. Very similar language. Verse 16, rejoice always. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Pray continually. Now, pray continually doesn't mean chattering 24 hours a day. But it's certainly, there's an open channel with God. And there is a listening that's a two-way communication of just simply, Lord, I'm in tune with you. I need you and I'm trusting in you and I'm looking to you in this circumstance. It's not chatter. You don't have to be a chatterbox. In fact, if walking in these scriptures gives you a sense of thinking about these scriptures gives you a sense of anxiety, is that what the Lord is after? Where does that come from? That comes from the enemy, doesn't he? I believe the Lord can teach us what this means if we'll ask him, if we'll look to him and say, Lord, help me to understand these things and what they actually mean in practice. Because I know what you want from me is peace. It's not anxiety. And if trying to do this is actually giving me anxiety, then it's me trying to be religious. I don't want to be religious. I want to join. I want to get closer to him. And I want to get closer to him. And Lord, you're going to have to help me with every bit of it. Is that what he wants? Will he? Yeah, absolutely. Praise God. All right. Rejoice always, pray continually, or without giving up. Give thanks in all circumstances. Boy, that takes faith, doesn't it? But are the truths that he's given us in his word, are they actually real? Do they apply to me here now? That's part of growing up in faith, isn't it? Is making that choice when those circumstances happen. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'm trying to think of some of the other scriptures I thought about. One of them is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. The end of all things is near, therefore be alert. Now again, if I'm so bogged down and so busy with earthly concerns and that has all my attention, I'm not very alert, am I?
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.